Okay, we want to review for exam, final exam. Do understand what we did today. We went over the glomerular filtration rate. We covered in the past the differences of like saltwater, freshwater, terrestrial animals in general with osmolarity differences of the different ions, which ones are similar and different. We should know the human blood gas values and the ionic concentrations because we went over that a couple times. And we should understand about, you know, what we did on the online about acidosis, alkalosis, compensation. Talk about how gases are transported in the blood, why we have RBCs, what is COPD, and the little differences we've talked about with COPD and their sensitivity. We did talk a little bit about salmon. I think that was on the audio I recorded, going from freshwater to saltwater and saltwater to freshwater. Should know what Malpighian tubules are. We should kind of understand about insects and their gas exchange, what structures they use, and how freshwater and seawater animals might regulate ion balance. Pheromones, nitrogenous waste compounds. We talked a little bit about it, but we should know which ones are nitrogenous waste and how much nitrogen is lost. We should understand what else here? How the nephron works in different regions of the nephron and what they do. Okay, we should know a little bit about some of the hormones that work on the distal tubule and collecting duct and how they work. All right, let's see where else we are. What stimulates some of these different hormones in secretion in different places, like distal convoluted tubule, adrenal cortex. We talked about creatinine today and inulin, so I'd pay attention to that. We talked a little bit about dialysis today too, didn't we? We went to a website on that one. And understanding about inulin in general. We talked about secretion of antibiotics. You should know how the stomach works and what activates what cells and what these different cells do. We've talked about goblet cells, parietal cells, what was the other one? Chief cells, what they do, and what is the small intestine doing, right? Primarily, we should understand the sympathetic and parasympathetic innervation onto the GI system. And just like on today's quiz, you should know what intrinsic factor is by now, okay? And today's quiz is, answers are posted on the webpage. What does a bacteria in your gut do? Which ones give which type of water how much water, like metabolic water from different substances that you would eat? And you then went into respiration earlier about fetal hemoglobin, embryonic hemoglobin, adult hemoglobin. We asked you to understand today about respiratory quotient. We should understand how some of the nervous system works too. We talked a little bit about the ear and the different regions of the inner ear and what they do. Those were old quizzes. You should know how to figure out partial pressures of a gas. All right. And how those are influenced with different conditions like diving or altitude. And about how much the kidneys actually work and filter. Let's see what else. Oh, we went over about sizes of animals today and for mammals and, you know, how they maintain body temperature and which ones might dry out the fastest in hot desert conditions, for example. Okay. And a little bit about how lymph is actually taken in into the GI, lipids are taken in the GI system, and where do they go after they're taken into the cells? How are they transported, and how do they get into the blood? We talked about Pavlov's experiments before, oxygen dissociation curves. Let's see. Bile salts, testosterone, estrogen, what did they do? Remember old friend August Croak? Okay. And how do you regulate glucose in your body? Cardiac output, PO2s, neurotransmitters, what makes them excitatory or inhibitory? The estrus cycle, I know that a little bit. And that's good. And we go to skeletal muscle. We should understand about how skeletal muscle works. Visual contrast in the eye. Which receptors are at your neuromuscular junction versus your parasympathetic and sympathetic system. How do you classify muscle fiber types in general? Where does calcium come from in different types of muscles? We went into a little bit about synaptic transmission, quantum analysis in the past. And how do you maintain homeostasis? And then, of course, we've covered cold quite a bit on lipids and warm temperature and how the lipids changed on the membrane. Okay. You should know about what we covered at the very beginning of this course about where different metabolic pathways take place and what do they do, like glycolysis, TCA, electron transport chain. And then we did talk before about like the garden hose and water hose, fire hose for neuronal functions such as conduction velocity or resistance, right? What makes membrane resistance versus capacitance across cells, and then the general things about action potentials and how they work. Okay, and we've talked about the sodium-potassium pump so much, so we should have that embedded in our brains by now. And we should understand the differences of like myoglobin and hemoglobin and how they bind oxygen. Okay, well, there's your whole exam, and I think you'll finish in 35 minutes and do well.